2017 National English Competition for College Students. Level C, Final. Part 1. Listening Comprehension, Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. Tom, I was wondering if I could borrow your book on yoga.
Sure. Are you going to take yoga lessons, Jane?
Yeah, I think I might, but I'd like to understand how it works.
Good idea. It has become an official sport in the Olympics. 2. Well, folks, I've got good news. Everything is finalized and we will be setting up a booth at the trade fair in Frankfurt.
That's great news. The application process was so difficult, but I'm glad we made it.
The trade show in Frankfurt is the biggest textile show in the world, so it's great that we can have a presence there. 3. But Faith, do you really think we should base a decision on a feeling?
Well, feelings can be a warning. I believe very strongly in the power of intuition. You know how people say, "I have a gut feeling?" What they really mean is that their intuition is giving them a signal.
Do you mean that emotions are important, even in the business world? I think we should make choices based on data and information, not emotions. 4. I'd say hugging is not usually appropriate in a business situation. Some people are a bit overly friendly. But if the person initiates it, I'd recommend you grit your teeth and go along with it. Otherwise, people might think you are rude.
So the same rule would apply to getting a kiss from a European. If they initiate it, just go along and be friendly, right?
Yeah, try to follow the local customs. 5. So, give me a basic rundown. What are the Christmas traditions?
Each family is different, but basically, you just go with the flow. If your friend's family is religious, they might go to church on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning.
I've never attended a church service before. That sounds interesting.
The singing and music can be quite beautiful, but many American families just hang around at home on Christmas. Talking, watching TV, eating food, and opening presents.
6. B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Mark each statement as either true, T, or false, F, according to your listening. Hello, Gina. We've spoken so many times on the phone, but it's so good to finally meet you in person.
Hello, Jason. How was the flight?
Pretty good. There was a bit of turbulence while we were over the Pacific Ocean, but it wasn't too bad. The worst thing was the guy behind me. He snored all through the night.
Really? But you were in first class. Nobody woke that guy up?
The stewardess said it's not company policy to wake people up for any reason.
That's terrible. So you didn't get any sleep?
Not much, but that's okay. I'm a night owl anyway.
So, aside from visiting our factory and offices, are there any other things that you want to accomplish while you're in China?
I'd love to squeeze in a trip to the Great Wall.
That's not a problem. We can have a company car take you there. It's only about a 2-hour drive.
Also, I'd like to do some shopping while I'm here.
Well, you've come to the right place. China is a shopping paradise. Name it. We've got it.
To be honest, I'm not really sure what I'm looking for. But I need gifts for my wife, kids, and I should bring something back for the senior partners of my firm as well.
I'd recommend silk for your wife. Maybe a bathrobe or perhaps a shawl. Silk dresses and shirts are good too.
Yeah, that sounds good. But my wife is picky, so I'll need your help to choose the right one. It should be classy and not too flashy.
I think I know just the store to visit. Leave it to me.
Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation. Mark each question as A, B, C, or D according to your listening. Mariella, you live in a typical London terraced house with a long, thin garden plot at the back, just like all the other houses in the street. But there the similarity ends. Your garden is I don't know how to describe it. It's a jungle in the nicest possible way, a bit of paradise. You've got hanging baskets bursting with flowers. Roses clutch at your feet as you walk along the path. In fact, everywhere you look is bursting with flowering shrubs, bushes and plants of every description at every level. Why did you create the garden?
I wanted a garden which would remind me of my native home in Jamaica. Although the climate here is very different, of course.
Your father was a farmer, wasn't he? Do your green fingers come from him?
No, I haven't got green fingers. No way. My father cultivated bananas for a living, but he grew lots of different kinds of vegetables, and we lived off what was grown in the garden. And besides vegetables, we had lots of flowers, too.
I must say, the exuberance of your garden here certainly captures the atmosphere of a Caribbean landscape. You came here many years ago. It was February, wasn't it?
Yes, it was cold and gray when I arrived. Not the best time to be here. The garden was nothing but weeds, but I saw it and I set to work.
What did you grow at first?
My son liked vegetables. He liked to eat them raw, not cooked. So I grew vegetables for him. He would come in from school and munch away at the freshly picked vegetables, cabbages, carrots, cucumber, pumpkin. I used to get a lot of satisfaction just watching him eat.
How did you learn to garden?
I didn't learn from books or anything like that. I would just walk into a shop, see a packet of seeds, and plant them, just like that. If they didn't work out, I would keep trying until they did okay. My children weren't interested in the garden, but my grandson is keen on gardening. He learned about gardening at school and planted those sunflowers all by himself, although he's only 6.
Do you allow yourself a favorite flower?
I love the shrimp plant with yellow flowers that is grown in Jamaica. Friends in Jamaica said it would be too cold here for it to flourish. But I planted it in the garden and then took it to the living room where it blooms well.
You must derive a great deal of satisfaction from the garden.
When I wake up in the morning and look out, you know, it is joy, pure joy.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16.
Donald Trump has dismissed as ridiculous a court ruling on Friday, which has temporarily lifted a ban on travelers from 7 mainly Muslim countries. President Trump asserted that the decision of, in his words, the so-called judge would be overturned. Some international airlines are again allowing citizens from the countries affected to board flights to the United States.
17.
Britain's Antarctic Research Institute has decided to pull all staff out of its Halley research base for safety reasons. The highly unusual move is said to be needed because the ice field where the station sits has developed a big new crack, though the fault line is still a reasonable distance away.
18.
A 3-year search for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 has been called off, leaving one of the great aviation mysteries unsolved. It was suspended after underwater search teams failed to find the wreckage in the Indian Ocean. The plane disappeared in March 2014 with 239 people on board, en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing.
19.
A man whose boat journey with his 6-year-old daughter prompted an international search operation has been charged with the offence of taking a child. Alan Langdon set sail from New Zealand to Australia before Christmas, but says a broken rudder kept them at sea. He denies he was trying to avoid a custody battle with his wife.
20.
Campaigners in Britain say there is a much wider gap in the distribution of global wealth between the richest people and the poorest than previously acknowledged. The charity Oxfam says 8 billionaires have riches equivalent to the wealth of half the world's poorest. It called for action to address what it called a warped economy.
Section D. In this section, you will hear two short passages. The passages will be read twice. After each passage, there will be a 30-second pause. During the pause, write the answers on the answer sheet. Listen to the passage. For questions 21 to 25, fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear. Yoga has changed my life. Before I discovered yoga, I used to try to keep in shape by doing back-breaking exercise programs, but it never worked. I would start out by going for a 5-mile jog and then I would be exhausted. When I started doing yoga, I had to change my whole way of thinking. At first, I tried to perform the most difficult positions. It was painful. My problem was that I viewed yoga as a regular exercise program. I just thought that if I worked harder, I would see results faster. But keeping fit is more than just an exercise program. It's a lifestyle. I had to learn that yoga is about slow improvement, both mental and physical. Yoga is also a form of meditation, exercising the mind, body, and the spirit. Through yoga, I am learning to harmonize these three things. It helps me to escape from the stress of everyday life. Now, instead of getting upset about problems in my life, I approach them in a calm way. And it's a lot easier to find solutions when your mind is clear. My original goal was to lose weight, but most importantly, I now feel better emotionally and physically. I'm happy about my body, my life, and myself. Yoga has changed my life. Before I discovered yoga, I used to try to keep in shape by doing back-breaking exercise programs, but it never worked. I would start out by going for a 5-mile jog and then I would be exhausted. When I started doing yoga, I had to change my whole way of thinking. At first, I tried to perform the most difficult positions. It was painful. My problem was that I viewed yoga as a regular exercise program. I just thought that if I worked harder, I would see results faster. But keeping fit is more than just an exercise program. It's a lifestyle. I had to learn that yoga is about slow improvement, both mental and physical. Yoga is also a form of meditation, exercising the mind, body, and the spirit. Through yoga, I am learning to harmonize these three things. It helps me to escape from the stress of everyday life. Now, instead of getting upset about problems in my life, I approach them in a calm way. And it's a lot easier to find solutions when your mind is clear. My original goal was to lose weight, but most importantly, I now feel better emotionally and physically. I'm happy about my body, my life, and myself. Listen to the passage. For questions 26 to 30, complete the notes using no more than 3 words for each blank.
Birds have always been a problem for airplanes, but now the problem of bird strikes is getting worse. Large airplanes can easily continue flying after hitting a bird weighing up to 2 kilograms. But 30% of strikes involve birds which weigh more than this. Smaller birds can also be a danger, as they tend to fly in flocks. Therefore, a plane may hit many birds at one time, increasing the danger of a plane crash. There are several reasons why bird strikes are happening more often. First, There are more airplanes flying than ever before. Second, most countries are taking steps to protect birds and other animals, so bird populations are increasing. Third, more modern airports are being built in the countryside, where bird populations are high. Unfortunately, instead of being frightened of airplanes, birds are attracted to airports as they provide a source of food, shelter, and warmth. There are three basic ways that airports try to lower the possibility of bird strikes. The first is to change the airport's environment to make it less attractive to birds. This means decreasing the number of places where birds can find food by clearing up all garbage and cutting the grass short. Another way is to use special fireworks called bird bombs, which make loud noises and frighten the birds. Finally, if the birds are still attracted to the airport and cannot be frightened away, they are killed. One airport in Slovakia uses hawks to hunt smaller birds. Killing birds is not a long-term solution, however. We must keep trying to find a way to make the sky a safe place for both airplanes and birds. Birds have always been a problem for airplanes, but now the problem of bird strikes is getting worse. Large airplanes can easily continue flying after hitting a bird weighing up to 2 kilograms. But 30% of strikes involve birds which weigh more than this. Smaller birds can also be a danger, as they tend to fly in flocks. Therefore, a plane may hit many birds at one time, increasing the danger of a plane crash. There are several reasons why bird strikes are happening more often. First, there are more airplanes flying than ever before. Second, most countries are taking steps to protect birds and other animals, so bird populations are increasing. Third, more modern airports are being built in the countryside, where bird populations are high. Unfortunately, instead of being frightened of airplanes, birds are attracted to airports as they provide a source of food, shelter, and warmth. There are three basic ways that airports try to lower the possibility of bird strikes. The first is to change the airport's environment to make it less attractive to birds. This means decreasing the number of places where birds can find food by clearing up all garbage and cutting the grass short. Another way is to use special fireworks called bird bombs, which make loud noises and frighten the birds. Finally, if the birds are still attracted to the airport and cannot be frightened away, they are killed. One airport in Slovakia uses hawks to hunt smaller birds. Killing birds is not a long-term solution, however. We must keep trying to find a way to make the sky a safe place for both airplanes and birds.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.